Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Welcome to WGN Radio's Your Hometown Tour, sponsored by McDonald's. Today, we take a trip to the village of Lamont. Come with us, and we'll show you why Lamont should be your hometown.
One of the, I think, most interesting things in Lamont, and they've got Argonne National Lab, so that's way up there, but there's this place called The Forge, and the CEO and founder, Jeremy Bacon, told us about it earlier in the year, or was it last year, Jeremy, that you were on? But welcome back to WGN.
Thanks. It's great to be here. Thanks for talking about Lamont.
Yeah, no kidding. What a big, beautiful, fun place you've got there. What is The Forge?
The Forge is, I think, I'm biased, of course, but it's the coolest outdoor family recreation destination ever. We have 300 acres that we work on and work in out there that's filled with biking trails and hiking trails and lakes to kayak and fish and canoe. And we have all kinds of other activations from ropes courses and climbing for kids and adults through to bouncy houses. And we do outdoor concerts and festivals and movies and summer camp programs and a whole mess of really, really good fun activities for families all throughout the Chicagoland region.
So is the quarry, the old quarry where it's now filled with water, is that central to all of this?
Yes, that's actually so. The Forge Lamont Quarries sits in an area called the Heritage Quarries Recreation Area that is split down the middle by the historic Illinois and Michigan Canal. And the north border is the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal, and the south border is an active train line. Lamont was very, very important to the development of the entire community around and throughout Chicago back in the day. There were six different quarry operations happening in the quarries. And when they shut those down about 125 years ago or so, the quarries all flooded. And it's resulted in now there are seven different lakes down there of various depths and various sizes. And so the Forge sits nestled in between all of those different lakes, the quarry lakes down there today.
So do you own the 300 acres, or are you leasing it, or the village is letting you use it? How do you get that?
Yeah, that's a fabulous question. So the 300 acres is not owned completely by us. We're one of several different landowners in the area. Most of the land is owned by the public sector. So MWRD, the Village of Lamont, the Township of Lamont, and ourselves, as well as a couple of the private companies, own all the land down in that area. And what we did is we built a unique public-private partnership whereby we were able to license the land that we don't own directly.
Right.
And as a result of that license, we took on maintenance and restoration responsibilities. So a big part of what we do actually is we're working aggressively to remove the invasive species that are there. There's a lot of buckthorn, a lot of honeysuckle, and other dangerous and noxious plants that are having a pretty bad impact on the habitat. That's a problem all throughout Chicagoland, not just in Lamont. And so we spend a lot of our time and a lot of our money actually working to eradicate those invasive species and replace them with positive plant life, and therefore bringing back, you know, positive animal life and insect life and such.
So are you all closed for the winter? Because a lot of these outdoor things look like it would be a warm weather activity.
Yeah, so we're open almost all year long. We typically shut down between mid-November and mid-March for maintenance. And we do a few things in the winter months, though. We'll have a handful of races. So we have a Forge race series out there all year long. Every other month, we do different races. We have a fat tire bike race coming up in January. We've got our half marathon and 10K trail race coming up in March. And then all of our winter maintenance program will be finished up by the early part of March, and we'll back open to the public for weekends and weekday service from mid-March all the way through mid-November.
You touched on the activities and the camp and the races. It's a place for music. I must say that one of the things that's just most striking to me is this kind of climbing apparatus with poles and ladders and ropes that goes way up into the sky. Tell me what I'm looking at and what that is.
Yeah, so we have the nation's largest ropes course and aerial adventure park out here in Lamont now. And our flagship feature for that is this really tall steel structure called the Skyscraper Tower. It's actually modeled after the Willis Tower, but it looks post-apocalyptic. And that part of the excitement of climbing the tower is you get to hang out over the edges. But what's really cool, from the top of that tower, you can actually see the Chicago skyline. You see the river system going all the way up into the city, and what you're looking at is the Willis Tower. And so we wanted to sort of pay homage to our favorite building in North America, in Chicagoland. And your zip line experience takes you from that tower out over one of the quarry lakes called the Forge Quarry Lake, and you end up a quarter of a mile away out where the children's zone is and the outdoor amphitheater is and things like that.
Oh, so how high up is that structure that you climb up?
Yeah, the top platform is 120 feet. The core zip line platform is 76 feet up off the ground, and you can access that via staircase. Or if you want to do climbing challenge experiences, there's a ropes course system that goes all the way around the perimeter of that tower that you can take to climb your way up. And in addition to that big tower, we have other climbing towers and other climbing structures as well, where you can do rock climbing, bouldering, and traditional ropes courses.
I assume that I clip in somehow so that I can't fall from the rope course?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're double clipped in at all times. So there's the multiple mechanisms keeping you attached to the safety guy wires throughout the entire course. So if you do slip from an element or whatever, you'll fall about 6 to 9 inches. So very, very, very small fall, and you'll then stand right back up on the element and keep on walking.
We were watching.
It's one of the safest ways to get high.
We were watching Amazing Race on TV last night. And one of the destinations that they ended up in, was Seattle. And you know that Space Needle that goes way up and then has a big circular restaurant and viewing platform? They went on the roof of that, clipped in, and then walked to the edge of the top of the restaurant on the Space Needle to get their next clue. And I was just thinking, they must have a lot of confidence in the roping and clipping technology these days.
Yeah.
It was bizarrely perilous. And not that this reminds me exactly of that, but a little bit. You're kind of climbing up there. And then what I would zip line down, right?
That's right. That's my kind of adventure. What's interesting is that all the equipment that providers and operators like us are required to put in is rated for tens of thousands of pounds, right? So you cannot possibly fall or get hurt in a major way from these types of activities unless you do something absolutely crazy, like bring up a pocket knife and cut yourself out of your harness. I mean, it's just not going to happen. So the incident, actually, interestingly enough, the incident rate for injuries on courses like ours is almost zero. It's, you know, one in every several thousand people that comes through might get a bruise or might get they might bump their knee against a post as they're walking across an element. You know, people never fall. They never get seriously injured. And that's our job, is to make sure that when you go up and experience these kinds of things, that you're safe and you're able to also challenge yourself in your own way at your own ability. We actually are one of the only operators in the country that has facilities that support people that have disabilities. So we are really one course in the state that can offer zipline experiences to people that are in wheelchairs and things. So we feel it's really important that everyone of every age gets and ability gets an opportunity to do some of these activities.
Jeremy Bacon is CEO of The Forge. Jeremy Bacon, founder and CEO of The Forge. ForgeParks.com is a good website. It's in Lamont. I just have about a minute or so left here, Jeremy. It just sounds like so much fun. I suppose it would be good corporate building or just a weekend with the family when the weather gets warmer, right? Who's your core audience? How does this business survive?
Yeah, so our core audience really breaks down into three categories. A big part of it is general admission for families and folks that are interested in getting outside and having fun. The activities that we have are so diverse, everything from kayaking to family bikes to archery and laser tag, that anyone can participate in these activities, whether they're 3 or 93. That's a big part of our business. We also do a lot of work with groups, so that's school groups. So we bring thousands and thousands of students out every year for field trips, where they get a chance to learn something about nature, they get to learn about the environment, they get to learn about physics and biology while they're in the park. And then we do a lot of work with corporate organizations as well, where they come out and do team building activities and full team building days through to multi-day conferences in the park itself. And the last sort of group of folks that we really cater to are folks that love getting outside for festivals and for outdoor concerts. So we have food truck festivals, and we have music festivals and concerts. We bring in national acts and local acts all summer long. And so really there's something for everyone to do that likes to get outside. We also have a food and beverage program where we serve fabulous food and drinks. And so a lot of people come out just to hang out and enjoy a nice meal sitting on the side of a lake, watching the sunset on a weekday or weekend in the summer and spring. Nice. It's pretty amazing.
Okay, time's up, Jeremy. If folks wanted to plan for something this spring, summer, fall, whatever, click on forgeparks.com now, huh?
Absolutely. We're already booking all of our summer camp programming and all of our corporate groups and others for next year. So come on down.
Jeremy Bacon, founder and CEO of The Forge in Lamont. That's your hometown today. Nice job, Jeremy. We'll be in touch. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.